Hare Krishna. Still in hospital, but the catheter was removed today and everything seems to be working fine. And all things being equal, I'll be leaving this afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. And while I was in Toronto, I was reading from the chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita of the Lord accepting prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the last part of that I never read, so that's what I'm going to do now to finish, which is the story of Amoga, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, offending Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At this time, Bhattacharya had a son-in-law named Amoga, who was the husband of his daughter Sati. Although born in an aristocratic Brahmin family, Amoga was a great fault finder and blasphemer. Amoga wanted to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat, but he was not allowed to enter. Indeed, the Bhattacharya guarded the threshold of his house with a stick in his hand. However, as soon as the Bhattacharya began distributing prasadam and was a little inattentive, Amoga came in. Seeing the quantity of food, he began to blaspheme. This much food is sufficient to satisfy 10 or 12 men, but this sannyasi alone is eating so much. As soon as Amoga said this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya turned his eyes upon him. Seeing the Bhattacharya's attitude, Amoga immediately left. The Bhattacharya ran after him to strike him with a stick, but Amoga fled so fast that the Bhattacharya could not catch him. The Bhattacharya then began to curse his son-in-law, calling him ill names. When the Bhattacharya returned, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing to hear him criticize Amoga. When Sati's mother, the Bhattacharya's wife, heard of this incident, she immediately began to strike her head and chest, saying again and again, "Let Sati become a widow." Seeing the lamentation of both husband and wife, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to pacify them. According to their desire, he ate the prasadam and was very satisfied. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished eating, the Bhattacharya poured water from the Lord to wash his mouth, hands, and legs, and offered him flavored spices, tulsi manjaris, cloves, and cardamom. The Bhattacharya then placed the flower garland over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and smeared his body with sandalwood pulp. After offering obeisances, the Bhattacharya submitted the following humble statement: "I brought you to my home just to have you blasphemed. This is a great offense. Please excuse me. I beg your pardon." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Whatever Amoga has said is correct, therefore it is not blasphemy. What is your offense?" After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and returned to his residence. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya followed him. Falling down at the Lord's feet, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said many things in self-reproach. The Lord then pacified him and sent him back home. After returning to his home, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya consulted with his wife, the mother of Sati. After personally condemning himself, he began to speak as follows: "If a man who blasphemes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is killed, his sinful action may be atoned." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "Or if I give up my own life, this sinful action may be atoned. However, neither of these ideas is befitting because both bodies belong to Brahmanas. Instead, I shall never see the face of that blasphemer. I reject him and give up my relationship with him. I shall never even speak his name. Inform my daughter Sati to abandon her relationship with her husband because he has fallen down. When the husband falls down, it is the wife's duty to relinquish the relationship." Then, quote, "When a husband is fallen, one's relationship with him must be given up." That night, Amoga, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, fed, and in the morning, he immediately fell sick with cholera. When the Bhattacharya heard that Amoga was dying of cholera, he thought, "It is the favor of providence that he is doing what I wanted to do." When one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma immediately takes effect. After saying this, he recited 2 verses from the real scriptures. "What we have to arrange with great endeavor by collecting elephants," this is a quote, "horses, chariots, and infantry soldiers have already been accomplished by the Gandharvas." And another one: "When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed." At this time, Gopinath Acharya went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked him about the events taking place in Sarvabhauma Acharya's house. Gopinath Acharya informed the Lord that both the husband and the wife were fasting, and that their son-in-law, Amoga, was dying of cholera. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Amoga was going to die, he immediately ran to him in great haste. Placing his hand on Amoga's chest, he spoke as follows: "The heart of a Brahmin is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for Krishna to sit. Why have you allowed the chandala of jealousy to sit here also? In this way, you have contaminated the most purified place, your heart. However, due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all your contamination is now vanquished. When a person's heart is cleansed of all contamination, he's able to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Therefore, Amoga, get up and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you do so, Krishna will unfailingly bestow mercy upon you." After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and being touched by him, Amoga, who was on his deathbed, immediately stood up and began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Thus, he became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance emotionally. While Amoga danced in ecstatic love, he manifested all the ecstatic symptoms: trembling, tears, jubilation, trance, perspiration, and faltering voice. Seeing these waves of ecstatic emotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. Amoga then fell before the Lord's lotus feet and submissively said, "O merciful Lord, please excuse my offense." Not only did Amoga beg the Lord's pardon, but he also began slapping his own cheek, saying, "By this mouth I have blasphemed you." Indeed, Amoga continued slapping his face over and over until his cheeks were swollen. Finally, Gopinath Acharya stopped him, catching hold of his hands. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Amoga by touching his body and saying, "You are the object of my affection because you are the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Everyone in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house is very dear to me, including his maids and servants and even his dog, what to speak of his relatives. Amoga, always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and do not commit any further offenses." After giving Amoga this instruction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma's house. Upon seeing the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately caught hold of his lotus feet. The Lord embraced him and then sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Sarvabhauma, saying, "After all, Amoga, your son-in-law is a child, so what is his fault? Why are you fasting and why are you angry? Just get up and take your bath and go see the face of Lord Jagannath. Then return here to eat your lunch. In this way I shall be happy. I shall stay here until you return to take Lord Jagannath's remnants for your lunch." Catching hold of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, the Bhattacharya said, "Why did you bring Amoga back to life? It would have been better if he died." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Amoga is a child and your son. The father does not take the faults of his son seriously, especially when he is maintaining him. Now that he has become a Vaishnava, he is offenseless. You can bestow your mercy upon him without hesitation." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Please go, my lord, to see Lord Jagannath. After taking my bath, I shall go there and then return." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Gopinath, "Stay here and inform me when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken his prasad." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya completed his bath, went to see Lord Jagannath, and then returned to his house to accept food. Thereafter, Amoga became an unalloyed devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He danced in ecstasy and peacefully chanted the holy name of Lord Krishna. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his various pastimes. Whoever sees them or hears them recounted becomes truly astonished. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed eating in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Within that one pastime, many wonderful pastimes were manifested. These are the peculiar characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Thus the Lord ate in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, and in this way Sarvabhauma's love for the Lord has become very well known. Thus I have related the ecstatic love of Sarvabhauma's wife, who is known as Mother Sati. I have also related Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy, which he manifests by excusing the Amoga's offense. He did so due to Amoga's relation with the devotee. Whoever hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and love will attain the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet very soon. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in the footsteps.